KGVY 1080, KGVY1080.com. Mr. Michael Bublé and Save the Last Dance for Me at 9:33. I'm Jim Bednarik, and speaking of dancing here.
This is Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, Dancing with the Stars. Another season up and running. And as a matter of fact, another celebrity is gone from the Dancing with the Stars show. Supermodel Kathy.
So hungry.
Okay. That's... not sure what that was. Kathy Ireland was sent home in the show's third elimination Tuesday. Sad to go, but gracious in defeat. She said she enjoyed the experience. And that leaves 13 celebrities left on the show now. Tom DeLay, Donny Osmond, Kelly Osbourne, amongst many others. And on the studio lines this morning, I've got national dance champion Jeannie Tucker once again coming back to the show, talking Dancing with the Stars. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Great to hear your voice and see you again.
Well, it's good to have you back and on the show here, and appreciate that. And no, you're just coming back for some major sinus surgery, so it's good to have you here.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit puny, but it's still nice to have been able to watch TV and see the show this week and see what we've got to look forward to this season.
And you called it. You called me last night right after the show ended. You said, Kathy's got to go, and sure enough, as soon as the show ended, you called me up and said, see, I told you so.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious to me. She, you know, when you're looking at this show, you're not only looking at dance ability, but you're looking at broad market appeal, because it's the popular vote that's going to help them stay as well. And Kathy was a very popular model, but it's been a lot of years since she was in her heyday.
Right.
And I don't think a lot of the younger voters know who she is, and a lot of people really were voting for her. And she was stiff. I don't think she could have handled the Latin rounds and all of that. So I think that it was going to take a bit too much for her to come up to the level of some of the other dancers.
Now, Aaron Carter is doing very well.
He's a pretty fantastic little performer.
Yes, he is.
I'm anxious to see if he can keep this this streak going. He's got great growth, real creativity. He's entertaining, superb showmanship. So, yeah, this will be fun to watch with him.
And who are some of your other favorites on the show?
Well, I think it's really interesting to see some of the personal growth, not just the dance growth that some of these people are going through. I think this show is inspiring on many levels. I think you see a lot of people reaching outside of their comfort zone, which teaches all of us we need to kind of do that. Kelly Osbourne is a good example of that.
I was just about to mention her, yeah.
Yeah, she's really, really reaching outside of who she is and who we thought she was, maybe. And she's got good rhythm. She had a lot of mistakes, but she can be a bit jumpy. She's very intense. She can really do well. I hope that she can hang in and focus and really put some effort towards it. It's really wonderful to see her esteem, self-esteem, and her personal growth with this. I think that if you look at, you know, Melissa Hart, she's working hard. She's kind of outside of her comfort zone. You look at the wrestler. We've got a wrestler. We've got so many people outside of what they're normally used to doing.
Yeah, Michael Irvin, another football player.
That's right. I like the Iron Chef, Mark.
Yes, he's doing well.
He's got an amazing amount of good stuff that he brings to the table. His tight footwork, his quick martial arts control, he has really superb potential. I think it's going to be very interesting to see what he does. I'm personally very impressed with Maya.
Yes.
Maya has a sharp, clean showmanship Broadway style. She has a fantastic, fantastic look on the floor. She sold it this week. She danced it. She owned it. I'm anxious to see what she can do. Tom DeLay is surprising with Cheryl.
Yeah.
They actually make a very lovely couple. they look, and I mean that on a dance level, they look really well matched.
I was just saying, there's another Washington scandal for you.
Yeah, well, there you go. There haven't been many.
Yeah, exactly.
He almost dropped her this week, which would have been very bad for the partnership, of course.
But he messed up his foot, though.
He's dealing with an injury.
Injured his foot, so
I'm very proud of him. He's done a great job. One of my favorites, of course, is Donny Osmond.
Absolutely, I'm rooting for Donny. He and I are about the same age, and I'm like, come on, Donny, let's do it. So
yeah, I mean, let me tell you, Donny does not look his age.
No,
Donny is looking fantastic. He has kept himself in great shape. He is spiritually very grounded. He's got his head on right when it comes to competitiveness, and he's been a showman. He's very relaxed when he's dancing. He's such a natural performer.
Yes, he is.
Just a natural performer.
And I actually met Donny Osmond once. Nice guy.
Really?
Very nice guy. Years ago at a concert at the convention center, they came to town. Got to go backstage, meet Donny, the whole family, Donny and Marie, and Marie is just stunning in person. Stunning.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think they're fabulous people. Yeah. I think that the other really cute one, and I hate to quote Bruno, but really, Louis is like a little dancing hobbit. And he has absolutely got the cute factor all wrapped up. He is adorable. He's got fast feet. He's a little athlete. He's short. He's low to the ground. His centering, can be really good. He needs a lot of work on timing.
Yeah.
But, gosh, he smiles. He's happy when he's dancing. He's just a joy to watch. Oh, he just is.
So who's your next pick do you think is going to get booted off next week at this point?
Oh, let's see. Well.
Chuck, maybe? Maybe Chuck?
Yeah, maybe. And Tom's got to pull it up, or Tom may, although Tom's got a lot of the political.
Yeah. He's got a lot of the conservatives up there calling for him. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And we've got Natalie has good potential. Joanna, I think we've got several that could end up at the bottom again.
All right.
I think this is going to be a great season. I think we're going to see some really good dancing. I do think there's some standouts already. But I think you and I are going to have fun watching this.
Yes, we are. And, of course, we'll do it again next Wednesday morning at about this time. And,
right. And Jim, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I would like to dedicate today's show to a very, very dear dance friend I have had in Tucson. He's been a friend of all of us in dance. His name was Dale Osborne.
Yes.
And we lost Dale the end of last month. And he was a supporter of dance, loved to dance, danced until his very late, late years in life and enjoyed it immensely, which was proof that dance was something for you at all ages.
All right.
And so I wanted to just dedicate today's show to him.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. You want to find out more about Jeannie, you can check out our website at www.jeannietucker.com. Good to have you back, and we'll talk to you next week.